I got some good feedback about an audio boo I posted a few weeks ago, which was a little mini review of the Spanish Tapas Bar, a tapas place in Brisbane. Now, unfortunately, that was a negative review of that particular establishment. But nonetheless, a number of people contacted me via Twitter, or when I saw them about to say that they liked that as an audio boo. And so I thought I'd continue to just post short little boos about various different places that I go out to eat and drink at, and let you know what I think. And so today's boo is actually on a place that I mentioned in passing in my review of the Spanish Tapas Bar, which is where we ended up going after that disaster. We went to the Glass Bar, which is a funky little bar, once again in the valley on Brunswick Street. And it's probably now become my favourite bar in Brisbane. It's small, so it's got a cosy little atmosphere. It's got funky decor. There's always good music playing, and they frequently have live bands in. They also have a really good cocktail menu, which my friends assure me is excellent. I'm, as a non-drinker, more interested in the mocktails, and they also have a nice selection of mocktails. I can recommend, if you're interested, both the Ginger Mo and also the Lazy Susan. I'm comfortable enough in my masculinity to drink both of those particular mocktails, and I can tell you they're both delicious. I also have a nice tapas menu as well, a range of different sort of Mediterranean-themed tapas, which you can get, which are reasonably priced and are also delicious. So I can recommend totally the Glass Bar. In fact, the last two times I've been at the Glass Bar, there has been a really good little Brisbane band that's been playing called Curbside Collection. And I would totally recommend anyone in Brisbane to go out and check out Curbside Collection. It's sort of a modern jazz type band. It's usually four guys who just have a very chilled, relaxed sort of set. And it's just great music to have in the background or to listen to. So I can recommend both the Glass Bar and also Curbside Collection. If you want more information about either of those two places or two things, you can go to the Glass Bar's webpage, which is glassjazz.com.au, and there's also some information there about the Curbside Collection. So I'd recommend both of those. The next time that Curbside Collection is playing at the Glass Bar is on Thursday, the 15th of October. So you might want to check that out. But even if you don't want to go the Curbside Collection, you should certainly go and just check out the Glass Bar next time you want a chilled, relaxing drink in Brisbane. Cheers.